Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's check in with science and speak to Dr. Carl. Good morning, Dr. Carl. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Dr. Cathy. Lovely to be with you.
Lovely to be with you too. I listen to you every single week, and I'm still impressed by the fact that you are the man who coined the term selfie. I'm really impressed by that.
Well, I was the handmaiden in the sense that it first appeared written down on my homepage on the 3rd of September in the year 2013. But it was Nathan Hope who actually coined the term, being, of course, an Australian. And instead of saying the whole bunch of words of self-taken photograph, got rid of all the unnecessary syllables and then just added a vowel at the end, turning it into a self-e.
A self-E, exactly. So apparently we've just discovered the most distant and oldest star ever, about 12.9 billion years old. Tell us more about it.
We were very lucky because we had a mixture of good technology and, wait for it, nature made for us a magnifying lens halfway between us and this star. So if this star is 12.9 billion years old, and it was about 50 times the mass of the sun and about a million times brighter, so it was putting out a lot of light, many photons or particles of light, but these were being spread out on the inside of a giant sphere 12.9 billion years in diameter. And at each point on the sphere, there's not too many. So the amount of photons of light from that star that end up in your eyeball, you know, in that little area about a millimeter across, that's not a lot. And so we can use a thing like a telescope, which the astronomers call, and I bet you didn't know this, Dr. Cathy, that astronomers call their telescopes light buckets. You take it out at night and you leave the bucket out there and it catches, this big bucket catches all the light. You ever heard that term before?
I never have.
No. So now we've got the Hubble Space Telescope and it catches the light not just of 1 millimeter across, but 2.5 meters across. But even that was not enough. Luckily, halfway between us and this very distant star, about 6 billion light years away, was a galaxy 100,000 light years across. And thanks to Einstein's relativity, it acted like a giant magnifying glass and it picked up all the light that would have just gone off into space to the right or the left of us and then brought it to a focus exactly on planet Earth, or rather in orbit where the Hubble Space Telescope is. And because of that amazing coincidence that it was exactly in the right spot, we were able to pick up this distant solitary star, which is the most distant solitary object we have ever discovered. And of course, it turns out that this sort of stuff has benefits for half the people in the world, the people called women. You know about that?
Yes.
You know how it causes a benefit for women?
Oh, no. Tell me, how does it cause a benefit for women?
Well, what the astronomers had to do to detect this was invent new special software that could find a little grey fuzzy dot on a fuzzy grey background. So they had to invent software to sort of bring the signal stronger.
Wow.
And it turns out that this technology is what is used in mammograms for women to detect an otherwise abnormal lump of a precancerous cell in an otherwise normal female breast. And as a result, because of the work that they did on a Hubble Space Telescope, the radiation dose given in a mammogram has been dropped and reduced, thus making them safer. Not more comfortable, but at least safer.
So all the galaxy...
And who would have thought that astronomy would do that?
Well, all the galaxy clearly needed was a mammogram.
I like the way you're thinking, Dr. Cathy.
Just a question for you. Being Australian, you obviously watch 60 Minutes Australia, right? Or not so much? Have you been watching since the United States released all those alien videos? Have you been following that story?
Yes.
And what's your thought on that?
What they've got is out-of-focus fuzzy photographs. And that's it. You got out of focus fuzzy photographs. How come we still don't have sharp in focus photographs of aliens? So the regular things that we don't understand have been hyped up by the flying saucer fans into being proof of aliens. The best person I know who has done a very solid and rigid debunking of it is Brian Dunning. Go to the webpage Skeptoid, S-K-E-P-T-O-I-D, and it's about 7 episodes back where he just debunks the whole thing. Yes, they do have fuzzy, out-of-focus photographs of something they don't fully understand. Is it proof of aliens? No. Is it fuzzy and out of focus? Yes.
Well, there we go. All right, a little bit of a fence sitting. Can we talk about the long and involved history of ivermectin in 2 minutes?
Yeah. So ivermectin was discovered way back and actually won half of a Nobel Prize in 2015 because it was such a fabulous cure for what are called neglected tropical diseases. And in this case, it was a fantastic wonder drug cure for river blindness and lymphatic filariasis. And these are both diseases that affect tens of millions of people each year. And when the whole COVID thing hit, people were looking for drugs to repurpose. And there was some bad research coming out of Egypt, which claimed that it worked. It turned out that it didn't work. So ivermectin is still a fabulous drug for river blindness, but the latest study has just come out, once again showing after 3 years of other studies, that ivermectin does not work for stopping COVID.
Dr. Carl, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much. Do you have a website?
Yes, drcarl.com. How's that for a modest name? drkarl.com. And also I'm on TikTok, where my latest video about what happens to farts when you hold them in got 5.5 million views. And also on Twitter as Dr. Carl also.
There we go. We'll probably be chatting next week. Thank you so much, Dr. Carl. So there you go, drcarl.com, the Australian science communicator. And I really highly recommend all of his videos. He's highly entertaining as a speaker.